Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to explore a word, a concept, and a very important truth. Let's get started. In Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, we read, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." There are just a few words that absolutely transcend our human existence. They cannot be explained, at least not adequately, and they cannot be explained away. I'll give you a story. This is a while ago. I was on a lunch break driving in my car, and as I approached the traffic signal to turn left, I supernaturally heard Psalm 23 in my heart. And I knew at that moment my youngest son was going to die soon. It shook me to the core. I prayed, "No, Lord, not now, please." More than 24 years later, I still remember it perfectly. Why is hope so important, and how does God use it? One of the unfortunate realities of humanity is our tendency to destroy important elements of our heritage and our language over time. The hope in the scripture, you can call it holy hope, is not at all the same word we throw around today. To illustrate, let me highlight some instances in the Bible. Psalms 31 and Psalms 38. They say, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God." Even before Calvary, hope was our tether, if you would, to the Almighty. The word literally means expectation or confidence. It also means cord in the Hebrew, thus a good word is tether. "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Psalms 42. And Psalms 119 says, "My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word." Herein we see that hope in God is a spiritual balm for our troubled soul. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord." In this verse, we see that hope partners with trust and brings God's blessing. Jeremiah 29:11, you may know this one, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Romans 8:24 says, "For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees?" And Galatians 5:5, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." As with faith or trust, hope deals with the unseen. It is the confident expectation of the fulfillment of God's promises and their coming good. Titus 2:13, "Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." And for the redeemed, the return of Jesus Christ is our blessed hope. Hebrews 6 says that by two immutable things, That means unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have, I love this, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. Hebrews 6:18-19. This hope is what anchors or tethers our soul to God Almighty and brings us into the realization of His presence in us. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Notably, like our Savior, this is a living hope. And although the time will come when we will see all that is now unseen, this hope will always abide because in the Lord we will eternally expect coming good, for our God never tires of blessing. So why do I still remember so clearly my Psalm 23 moment? Well, you see, our little hero had been born with a congenital heart defect, and for 17 years, we trusted God for his life. Now, throughout that time, many, many miracles had happened for him. And to God's glory, he had been born again wonderfully by the Spirit just a few months earlier. But when he passed, we truly needed this holy hope. We needed the holy cord of connection to our Lord like never before. And we fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. In the midst of our grief and suffering, we found this hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. God carried us through in holy hope. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.